As you may have noticed, I host multiple podcasts, and I even help people get their podcasts get started. Anchor is the easiest platform that I have ever used to get a podcast up and going. They make recording simple, distribution is taken care of, and they even help you get sponsors. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it is 100% free, and it's ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. So if you have always wanted to start a podcast and even make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and this diverse community of podcasters that are already using Anchor. Once you get started, send me the link. I'd love to listen. That's anchor.fm/start. This is the Fandom 5 for May 2nd, 2018. Fandom news and discussion, 5 days a week, in 5 minutes or less. I am Brandon Uscio. Let's go. This last weekend, Marvel Studios' Avengers Infinity War made an estimated $640 million at the worldwide box office for its opening weekend. This shatters the record for the biggest worldwide opening ever held by Universal's Fate of the Furious, which made $541 million last year. Also domestically, Infinity War took the title for the top earner, making $258 million and beating out its competition, Star Wars The Force Awakens, that had $248 million in 2015. At this time, Disney now holds 9 out of the 10 biggest openings in North American history. Our next fandom story is that I can finally stop calling it DC's streaming, untitled DC streaming service, because now it officially has a name. It is called the DC Universe. Not to be confused with the Marvel Cinematic Universe or the DC Extended Universe. It's just the DC Universe. I guess they wanted the acronym of DCU. So they don't have a launch date yet, but this immersive digital experience is supposed to be designed just for DC fans. And as part of subscribing, you will get unlimited access to exclusive original series, including Titans, Young Justice, and Harley Quinn, which we have already talked about all of those. They added some additional artwork and they tweeted out all that information. So the Ultimate DC membership is coming, according to the DC Universe on Twitter. Check it out. All right, those are our fandom news stories, but to address the elephant in the room, yes, we're changing the format here on Fandom 5 a little bit. It is no longer just 5 fandom news stories every day. We're also going to have some fandom discussion as well, because as I found out the past couple weeks, you can't really be scouring geek news when something like Infinity War is about to come out or has just come out because of one of two things. Either you're going to get spoiled for the movie, or you are going to just be completely engrossed in Avengers Infinity War news, because nobody wants to compete with that. This will do a couple cool things for the podcast, though. It will give me a chance to say a little bit more of what's on my mind, but it'll also give you a chance to respond to things, because it's kind of hard to respond to a news story with more than just, yep, I guess that was the news. I want your opinions on these fandom discussions, and I want your fandom topics too. So be sure to hit us up in the Anchor app or to feedback@fandompodcast.com to let us know what you want to be talking about. So with that, until next time, may the fandom be with you.